Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me. Today, I would like to just have a brief talk about what is Buddhism at its foundation, why did it start, and who started it. I think that's the curiosity most of us have, especially in the West, not being raised around a lot of these kinds of philosophy. And then I want to continue with future videos to talk about fundamentals, basics, so you start to get an understanding. And the first thing that we need to understand is that Buddhism isn't strictly a religion. It's not about believing in things outside this world. Buddhism is extremely pragmatic in the sense that it's really more of a study of our mind. And more than that, it's how to retrain our mind to achieve a better life. What is that? Okay, so now these are the first questions we end up asking. You can go back to the end of the Ice Age, 12,000 years ago, and there were already texts being written in the Indus Valley in northern India by people who were asking the same question: what is happiness, and how in the heck can we achieve a life state that's predominantly that, happy? What is that? Philosophers from Aristotle to Nietzsche, Heidegger to Whittington, even psychoanalysis, you can look all over the map throughout history. There are always great thinkers trying in some way to answer the form, what is happiness and what is it like to live that way? Is it even possible? Those texts I was talking about, the Vedic text, ended up reaching their nexus in Brahmanism. Brahmanism is an ancient philosophy. And I bring that up because the Buddha, or Buddha, the historical Buddha, the man that we refer to historically as Buddha, is from that same area of the world. He's from India. Keep in mind that Buddha isn't some magical term. Buddha in Sanskrit means the one who is awakened. So again, when we're talking in the teachings about spirituality and growth in our minds, even though the stories, the lessons can be very colorful and include a lot of indigenous pre-existing storytelling, all of them are about real things in the real world here and now. This world, this here and now, this life as a human being, this consciousness of a human being, is called samsara. It's umbrella term for just life in the namarupa, which is name and form. I don't want to get too technical right now, but we see these things all the time, like yin and yang. Just the duality of life, these things that are and aren't. In order for a glass of water to be half full, it's also half empty. It's both. So that's the nature of this world we live in, of Namarupa, which is samsaric. It's the samsaric world. So what Buddha noticed when he was a kid, he was a privileged kid, at that time, there were the royal classes who normally were somehow military. So he came from a high class kingdom that was walled in India. And it was the Shakya clan, which were a very powerful military force. And they owned much, much land. And the peasantry were illiterate, couldn't read or write. And just produced food or in some way worked for the landowners. And when he was very young, he left he snuck out because, you know, the parents of the privileged like to protect their children, of course. And as a child, he snuck out and went out and experienced the world. And he saw a lot of suffering, birth and death and sickness and old age. You may have heard that story. What's not so commonly talked about is that being of the upper class, he had access to knowledge, to teachings, to studying language, for one thing, so he could read a lot of scholarship about life and how to conduct oneself, you know, everything from military practices to spiritual practices. But when he went outside, he thought that there's got to be a way. If there's any value in any kind of a daily practice, it would be to alleviate all of that suffering. So he decided, very young age, to leave home and to take the path of the spiritual. And he studied Brahmanism. He studied Jainism. He studied all sorts of different types of philosophy. And he came to an understanding, several understandings. Number one was that Brahmanism of the day, you know how when you tell a story, if it's your story, like something happened to you last week and you share it with somebody, by the time that person shares it with another person, the story just changes. And it starts to, people start to add on what they can relate to. It's not, it's all well-meaning. You know, you try to explain things the way you understand them. And the way you understand them is from your life experience. So you have things that you use with friends that you have to help illustrate what you think you know. And they do the same thing. So by the time it gets to the 10th person, the story can be wildly different. Well, over the centuries, I mean, we're talking centuries, hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands, Brahmanism in India had turned into this mystical, magical, I mean, magical elephants and, just craziness all around what was at first a very simple, straightforward, very powerful system of thought. So the young Buddha thought to himself, I gotta clear all this stuff out, and I gotta get to the core, back to the core, and teach it to the people of this time who are different from, you know, 10,000 years ago. They think differently, and the only way I'm gonna be able to reach these people is to talk in terms of what they know. But I have to find out for myself first. So this is the great impetus for Buddhism. Buddha, who at that time was Siddhartha, Gautama, he was from the Shakya clan, put himself on this path of stricture, and he studied, and he sat and contemplated, which is a much better word, by the way, than meditation. It's about contemplation of our mind. The whole goal of Buddhism, I'm jumping ahead a little bit here, is to retrain our own minds to understand the world with greater depth. And by understanding the world with greater depth, we will understand how we, our role, plays within it, so that we can be, first of all, more secure in our actions because we know what we're actually doing. And we can create for ourselves and those around us a much more beneficent way of living. Happiness, for lack of a better term. Happiness is, it sounds like, you know, happy birthday. But that's kind of a shooting over the top. What if you could take a sense of that sort of that happiness and maintain it 24/7? It wouldn't be such an elation anymore. It would just be this awesome understanding of the world and yourself in it. So that's the goal. That is awakening. That is being totally aware of what's really going on in your life, instead of sitting around, and we've all done it, thinking, why do I keep doing this? I know there's certain things I know I'm doing, but there's something else going on here, and I don't get it because I'm always in this situation. I keep returning to it. That's because we're unaware. So Buddhism is about unlocking our magnificent facility, our minds, to observe ourselves better so that we can see why it is that we do those things. And then when we see it, clearly, it's easy to change that behavior. You see how that can lead to a better quality of life? So I'm going to leave you with that today. Short lesson. Just wanted to give you a little taste of why the heck bother? You know, why do something so new and radical and retrain your mind and study all the time to gain focus on this if there's no real payoff? I don't mean a payoff after you die. See, that's the thing. Buddhist teachings are not about making your life wonderful so that, you know, in some other lifetime or some other place after death, we'll finally be happy. It's about being happy here and now. It's about Buddhahood, awakening, being right in your grasp. It's in you. It's right now. You are in it. You're just not aware. So it's about creating awareness. And I think with that, I'm going to let you pursue your day. So have a great one. I hope these things have some value. Please make comments underneath these videos and let me know what you think. And most of all, give me your questions. You're going to help me. I want you to challenge me. And then this will enable me to help you as much as I'm helping myself. Have a great day.